Hey, this guy's podcast. It's me, Stone Pony, Devontae Stone. Good to talk back to you. Hope you're doing okay after this this daylight savings time thing. It happens, right? It happens all the time. The good thing about daylight savings time, when you have to spring forward like we did, we tend to get what? More daylight, giving us more daylight, right? In the evening. And that's always good, especially getting off of work. You're getting off of work and it's not dark, right? You get up and then you get off of work when it's not daylight savings time and you're springing forward and it's dark. It's a bad thing, right? But when you're getting off work and it's still daylight, it's great. It feels good. Getting us ready for spring. Springing forward. But those people that say, well, you lose an hour of sleep, do you? Do you really? I know they say you lose an hour. But I feel like I lose so many hours of sleep. I feel like I don't even get enough sleep anyway within the day. They say 8 hours. Right. 8 hours? That's a laugh. That's funny. It's so funny. 8 hours of sleep. What is that like? What is that? I remember growing up, you know, as a kid, we would sleep all, especially on the weekends. We would sleep like my brothers and I would like 12 o'clock noon. Right. Then then getting up. Saturday, Sundays, sometimes not Sundays because we would go to church and have to get up for Sunday school, but there would be those Sundays though that when we didn't go to church, we would get up 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12, sleeping all day, missing everything. But this daylight savings time, people have been talking about getting rid of it because does it really make a difference? You know, fall, you fall back, meaning that you gain an hour. And then the spring and forth thing, right? What is it about? Now, there is some things that you need to kind of think about, that there are some people, from what they say, there is an increase in workplace and automobile accidents every year when we turn the clocks forward. And it has something to do with the fragment of the circadian rhythm, which can take days, if not weeks, they say, to reset. I've not experienced that. I don't know if that's even, who knows. But here we are. It's happened. The only thing that, we really have to kind of really concentrate on, and most of you all know what I'm talking about here, and that is, thank God for our cell phones and for those digital devices that kind of already like reset themselves, like your smart televisions, things that you don't really have to reset manually, like your doggone microwave. You're getting up and there it is. It says 4 a.m., but it's really 5 a.m., and you let that thing go for like days until you reset it. And if you got one of those manual watches, you keep it. It's like that. It's like that until like what, a month or two before you just realize like, let me go ahead and let me reset this thing so we can get back on track. All right, so there you have it. Sad news. Over the weekend with the loss of singer Tracy Braxton from the series The Braxton Family Values. She was on there with her sisters, including, Toni Braxton. She lost her battle with esophageal cancer. She was 50 years old. And word has it that she was surrounded by her family and friends And her husband is put out a statement and said that just keep us in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers. Her sister, Toni Braxton, posted a tribute on Instagram. She said, Tracy was a bright light, a wonderful daughter, an amazing sister, a loving mother, wife, grandmother, and respected performer. We will miss her dearly. Tracy Braxton.
He scripted this whole situation. So he's not going to come back unless he's going to come back with a bang and he's looking good. You can believe that.
Michael Jordan today comes back not just to play, but again, aiming to be the best.
The only remaining question was whether or not he could return at the same level.
Jordan still looking for his first field goal.
And after an overtime loss to the Pacers, Jordan was less than satisfied with his performance.
It was one of those bad games that I've had in the past, you know, and I got something to build upon from this point on.
when the greatest of all time returned and he was back, Michael Jordan was back. Big news over the weekend, Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, said this on his Twitter account. These past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not in the stands. That time will come. But it's not now. I love my teammates. I love my supportive family. They make it all possible. I'm coming back for the 23rd season in Tampa. Unfinished business. That from Tom Brady, the greatest of all time NFL player, especially in my book. That's what Tom tweeted after my. But you know what? Here's the crazy thing about it. Okay, but he really didn't go anywhere then, right? Because think about it. The season just ended maybe a couple months ago. Tom retired. The NFL season hasn't started back, but it's like, okay, you did all of this. You said all of this. Aaron Rodgers got the big deal and the big $153 million guaranteed, right? Got the big contract that he wanted to stay in Green Bay for 4 years. And you saw all of this happening. And he said, you know what? Forget about it. What do you mean? So did Tom Brady really retire then? That's the question. No, he didn't really retire. He announced his retirement, but he didn't really retire. He just announced and made everybody just think that he was doing something and everybody was losing their mind. Oh, the greatest, including myself. But he didn't go anywhere. So Tom Brady, saying that he's back after saying that he was retired, it's going to be back with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Welcome back, Tom Brady. Don't forget to subscribe to This Guy's Podcast on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and on Odyssey. What are we going to do with this guy?